朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国大选两党候选人都在加紧在战场中造势。特朗普总统星期三前往北卡罗来纳州，而民主党总统候选人拜登则聚焦宾夕法尼亚州，而前总统奥巴马也将出席助阵。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
特朗普总统在星期三的晚上前往北卡罗来纳州的加斯通尼亚市进行让美国再度伟大的选举造势活动。加斯通尼亚市呢，它的本身主要的产业是纺织业，不过呢，在过去的几十年，当地的工作是越来越少。而全世界最大的细纱公司帕克戴尔的总部就在当地，但是最近几年呢，该公司也是逐渐的把工厂迁到海外。而民主党的部分呢，民主党的总统候选人拜登星期三的中午先举行与宾州的意大利裔美国人聚餐的活动，晚上6点，前总统奥巴马晚上6点则是在费城举办汽车电影院式的集会，那将会发表讲话，并且与前副总统拜登会同台造势。此外呢，美国选民关注的刺激经济纾困方案，星期二的晚上是美国国会议长佩洛西定下达成协议的期限，不过直到星期三还没有协议出现。白宫幕僚长梅多斯星期三上午在接受福克斯新闻网访问的时候表示，还在持续协商刺激经济法案，希望48小时之内能够达成某种协议。而佩洛西在星期三下午2点半与财政部长姆努钦继续通话协商。目前特朗普总统已经同意了佩洛西所提出的2.2万亿的纾困金额，并且表示呢，他可能还会提到更高。不过，国会参院当中的共和党人表示不同意，说这个金额太高了。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥再次批评中国在环境领域上的破坏远超世界其他国家。另一方面，他还宣布6个在美运营的中国媒体为外国使团，继续抵制中国在美国本土进行宣传的努力。来看报道。
周三，美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示，美国密切关注中国的对外宣传，在美国本土继续抵制中国在这方面的努力，帮助美国民众辨别宣传信息。
Today, I'm announcing the State Department is designating the U.S. operations of 6 China-based media companies as foreign missions. They are all substantially owned or effectively controlled by a foreign government. We're not placing any restrictions on what these outlets can publish in the United States.We simply want to ensure that American people, consumers of information, can differentiate between news written by a free press and propaganda distributed by the Chinese Communist Party itself. They're not the same thing.
根据美国国务院的声明，这6家媒体分别为第一财经、解放日报、新民晚报、中国社会科学杂志、北京周报以及经济日报。今年2月，新华社、人民日报等已被列入外国使团的名单。与此同时，蓬佩奥在记者会上表示，美国和欧盟将开启在中国问题上的对话，他相信这将加深双方在一些重要议题上的长期探讨，例如彼此都很关注的环保问题。他指出，中国在环境多个方面的破坏为世界之最。
The PRC is the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, bar none, number one. The PRC is indeed responsible for an estimated 30% of plastic pollution on the world's oceans, more than any other country.PRC is the world's largest consumer of illegal wildlife and timber products. Again, number one. PRC flagged or owned vessels constantly fish illegally or overfish in waters under the jurisdiction of other coastal states, in particular in Africa, Asia, and in South America.
蓬佩奥还批评中国屡次违背对全世界的承诺，包括在新冠疫情的问题上。
They've promised to make available to the world enough information so that we could figure out how the heck.The Wuhan virus got out, and they have continued. I spoke earlier this week with the two chairs of the organization that will be conducting the investigation. I must say, I am not hopeful that there will be a full forensic review of what actually took place there.
美国之音为您报道。
接下来，我们来看一组有关美中关系的新闻简讯。
美国国家安全局星期二警告说，中国政府的黑客正在将目标对准涉及国防的美国电脑网络。该情报机构说，对美国国家安全系统、国防工业基地和国防部的信息网络构成最大威胁之一，是中国政府支持的恶意网络活动。国家安全局表示，这些网络经常经历中国政府支持的网络行为者所使用的一整套战术和手法，来利用那些含有敏感的知识产权、经济、政治和军事信息的计算机网络。 该情报机构首次详细列出了中国政府支持的黑客组织不断利用的25个安全漏洞，并敦促网络防御者首先修复这些安全漏洞。美国国防部长艾斯珀10月20号在华盛顿智库大西洋理事会发表演讲时说
：“In fact, China and Russia probably have fewer than 10 allies combined. China's militarization of land features in the South China Sea and Russia's attempted annexation of Crimea and incursion into eastern Ukraine demonstrate their brazen attempts to chip away at the autonomy of others and undermine the resilience and cohesion of countries and institutions critical.”
美国军队目前的首要任务之一是加强与盟国的合作，建立伙伴关系，并制定协调的战略方针，以应对北京和莫斯科的军事扩张和侵略行为。相关领域的专家呼吁，美中两国应该利用现有的机制展开对话，防止两国在南中国海问题领域的误判和冲突升级。美国国会众议院中国工作组星期二推出了中国工作组法案，为如何应对中国对美国构成的威胁提出了一个全面的法律蓝图。中国工作组法案包括对抗中国恶意影响法、推动美国在 5G 上的国际领导地位法、台湾保证法、联合国透明与问责法等共137项法案和中国工作组建议的其他条款。该工作组主席认为，这个蓝图对遏制中国的危险行为和确保美国在世界舞台上的突出地位至关重要。美国共和党参议员卢比奥星期二与民主党参议员莫克利共同提出了2020年台湾关系加强法，以更新美国对台政策，反映既有现实并应对中国对台和对美国国家安全的威胁。法案提出，与台湾的21世纪伙伴关系要求美国声明，对台政策要充分反映台湾的民主化，恪守美国原则及价值观。该法案在禁止承认中华人民共和国对台湾的主权主张的部分中说，国会认为涉及台湾主权问题，应该在台湾人民同意下以和平方式解决。美国的政策是反对中华人民共和国当局任何单方面设定统一台湾时间表的企图。美国之音新闻报道。
11月3日，美国总统大选日即将到来，在这段时间里，美国民众是否应该相信民调显示的数据呢？来看报道。
本周，民主党总统候选人拜登暂停了竞选之旅，为周四举行的最后一场总统辩论做准备，而特朗普总统则继续在亚利桑那州和宾夕法尼亚州等战场州举行集会。
We have to show them the Democrats a thundering defeat on November 3rd.And if I don't sound like a typical Washington politician, it's because I'm not a politician. That's for sure.
不过，拜登阵营并没有安静下来，他们派出了民主党副总统候选人哈里斯前往摇摆州佛罗里达州。他说，今年大选的结果意义重大。
Criminal justice reform is on the ballot in 2020. Climate reform is on the ballot in 2020. Everything is on the ballot in 2020. Joe Biden is on the ballot in 2020.
全国民调显示，拜登目前领先特朗普，幅度有时高达2位数的百分点。但在佛罗里达州和宾夕法尼亚州这样的战场州，两人的数字要接近得多。政治学家大卫·达穆尔表示，那几个州的投票结果至关重要。
But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be those states are going to be very, very close, and that's why I think you have this potential for a Biden blowout, but also a very, very Trump, narrow Trump victory.
今年，许多民调公司都以和2016年时不同的方式来收集数据。当年，极少数机构预测到无大学学历白人选民的支持成为了特朗普获胜的原因之一。
The biggest error in the polling in 2016 was that the white electorate wasn't being segregated or being weighted, excuse me, based upon education levels. And that turned out to be a really sharp difference between college and non-college. So you're not seeing that mistake being made this time. You also see in a lot of these states thatBiden's hovering above or around 50%. Clinton never hit those 50% marks.
今年的未决定选民也比2016年少一些，这让民调机构对他们的数据更有信心。
Under my leadership, prosperity will surge.
The economy is probably his strongest substantive issue, in the sense as he can make that argument.
There is so much on the ballot in 2020.
特朗普大力宣扬疫情之前的美国经济，并保证目前的经济状况会迅速好转。民主党则不断批评他作为总统的总体表现。 双方都鼓励选民为自己投上一票。美国之音记者李爱玲报道。
在今天的美国大选倒计时栏目里，我们一起去关注一下竞选广告还有竞选经费的问题。距离选举日还有13天，今年的大选毫无疑问将是历史上最贵的一次。总统和国会议员的竞选预计将要花费108亿美元，是4年前的1.5倍。其中52亿美元将要投入到总统大选中。随着选举日临近，捐款人的热情也进一步的提高。9月，拜登的团队筹得3亿8300万美元，连续2个月突破单月的筹款记录。目前，拜登团队还有4亿3000万美元的现金，特朗普团队也有2亿5000万，要投入到2周后的大选。美国的民众对于花费如此巨大的选战怎么看呢？
People are very interested in the election. There's a lot of strong feelings about it, and that's reflected not only in people's turnout, but also in the money that people are spending, you know, to convince folks of, you know, voting one way or the other on various issues.
Well, it's a lot of money, and I think that money is.being well spent by both political parties, but I think this election has come down to who can generate the most, you know, who can turn out the vote. I think that it's most important about, or I'm sorry, I think that the money that is being used from what I see on social media and the news is getting out the vote.
It doesn't work for me because I don't watch live television and I actually don't participate very much in social media. So I learn things by...I live in the Washington, D.C. area, so I follow what's going on. I'm a retired federal employee, so I follow what's happening, not through those venues. So they don't really work for me, so that's another reason I think it's sad that we spend so much money on it.
今年受到新冠疫情的影响，大部分现场的活动被取消，竞选团队更是将大量的资金投入到广告中。媒体上的开销占到整个竞选资金的1/3以上，如何投放广告也大有讲究。通常团队会给战场州的选民投放更多的广告。在形式上，除了有广泛受众的电视媒体之外，竞选团队也会在社交媒体上投放针对年轻选民的内容。自从9月之后，拜登阵营在电视广告上的开销要超过特朗普的1倍多，数字平台上的广告也要超过对手。下面一起来了解竞选广告是如何设计，又是如何影响选民的。
They said it couldn't be done, but President Trump did it.
I will not abandon you. We're all in this together.
美国大选在即，无论是特朗普总统还是前副总统拜登的竞选广告，遍及电视和社交媒体。
The television advertising campaigns are generally persuasion campaigns. They're just trying to change hearts and minds.
詹妮弗·斯特莫·加利是雪城大学信息学院的教授。他负责一个项目，该项目研究脸书和 Instagram 上的总统竞选广告。
Campaigns use social media ads to raise money, to find voters, and also to get better, a better picture of who their supporters likely are and what their supporters get excited to hear.
斯特莫加利说，这些竞选团队设计了许多不同的社交媒体广告，以了解不同选民的喜好。
And so they'll run hundreds of variants of an ad to see what message really speaks to voters, and the one that gets engagement, that is clicks back to the campaign website, those that are ones that they're more likely than to run more broadly.
一旦你打开了这个竞选广告，你的个人信息就被开始挖掘。
And the more of that information they can get from you, the better they can match that then to potentially you and their databases they already have. And if they don't yet have you, now they have you in their databases and can then start building profiles that predict whether or not you're likely to vote for them on election day. And then what kinds of messages they should be sending to you on Facebook to try to get you to turn out to vote.Or to get more involved.
电视广告系列通常会强调候选人的性格、领导才能和政策来感召选民，而不是直接呼吁行动。
For example, I've noticed the Trump's advertising on television and the idea that fracking is a major policy matter that is a differentiator between the Republicans and the Democrats. And they think that issue is resonating. So that's something they're going to advertise and hope that persuades some people to go, oh, yeah, that's an issue that I care a lot about.
斯特莫加里说，特朗普总统的广告活动与拜登的广告不同。
In his advertisements, he's more likely to talk about issues than Joe Biden is. Biden has kind of been running as the anti-Trump. And so you don't really see him talking at length or really in much, to much extent about policy and issue topics in his campaign advertising.
社交媒体上的广告仅花费电视广告的一小部分。根据卫斯理媒体项目，特朗普在社交媒体上的支出比拜登高出22%，而拜登在电视上的支出比特朗普在电视上高出28%。美国之音雷迪什华盛顿报道。
无论是竞选广告还是竞选活动，都需要大量的资金，但是投入的资金与获得的选票并不一定成正比，资金多少并不能够直接决定选举的结果。2016年特朗普的胜利就是一个例子，当时对手克林顿的资金更为雄厚。此外，美国各级选战的捐款和开销基本处于透明的状态，监管并不困难。来看美国之音莫宇的报道。
在美国的政治选举中，无论是组建竞选团队还是投放竞选广告，举办造势活动，都离不开资金的支持，而且并不便宜。竞逐2020年总统宝座的民主党人前副总统拜登和共和党人现任总统特朗普，目前在各自的竞选上都已砸下超过3.5亿美元。那么历年赢得美国总统大选的候选人们，他们最终在每张选票上都花费了多少呢？简单的计算方式是将他们的竞选经费开支除以他们赢得的大选普选票数。以2020年美元计算，多数情况下一张选票在4到6美元之间，相当于一杯星巴克咖啡的价格。最昂贵的是2008年和2012年大选时奥巴马赢得的选票，平均每张要13美元。尽管经费对竞选至关重要，但是候选人砸的钱越多就更容易获胜吗？并不尽然。希拉里·克林顿2016年在竞选花费远高于特朗普的情况下，仍然与白宫失之交臂。而豪掷10亿美元参加民主党党内初选的亿万富豪布伦伯格，最终铩羽而归。分析人士指出，虽然投入更多的钱可以购买更多广告，营造声势，但是竞选者的政策主张、竞选策略、民意等等，都是决定竞选结果的因素。并非有钱就能买到选票。
So it's more often than not the case that the better funded candidate wins. However, money doesn't buy that outcome. You know, people are giving money to the candidate that they think will win, in some cases. And then also donors can be a proxy for popular support. Obviously, the most important thing is support from the public. And actually, to some degree, it varies depending on what you're running for.In the presidential contest, we have, you know, it's not as simple as one vote. You know, the candidate with the most vote wins. You need to win the most votes in the most places, in specific states.
当然，美国选举开销大是不争的事实。响应政治中心的预测认为，尽管受到新冠疫情和经济衰退的影响，但是今年包括总统和参众两院选举在内的大选总开销将会接近110亿美元，创下新高。
It's because people are really fired up about the candidate. I think that there's a lot at stake in both the House, the Senate, and the presidential contests. AndThis is really the continuation of a trend that started in 2018 with record spending for a midterm cycle. And now we're just seeing that continue into 2020. I think that major donors aren't affected by the recession in the same way. And so they're a major part of this. But then also people who are contributing $5, $10, $15 really deeply care about the outcomes here.
候选人竞选资金的来源包括选民、政党和政治行动委员会的捐赠。这些经费的收支受到美国联邦选举委员会的监督，捐款额度也有上限要求。不过这当中也存在争议，比如超级政治行动委员会可以不受限制的筹款和花费资金，这些团体不能和候选人团队协调行动，但是可以通过广告和邮件等方式提供支持。还有一些组织并不明确支持某个候选人，而是通过议题支持等方式来施加影响， 他们不受联邦选举委员会信息披露和限额等方面的限制。响应政治中心的布莱纳认为，虽然有些情况下的竞选开支不够透明，但是候选人和政党都必须向联邦政府披露大量信息，这种机制能够让公众向这些政治人士问责，确保选举的透明。美国之音莫语钟瑞哲华盛顿报道。
更多有关美国大选的内容，请您持续关注美国大选倒计时。病毒大流行的冲击之下，许多美国人流离失所，一些地方性的组织还有非盈利组织正在帮助那些急需帮助的人。来看报道。
Do let me know if you guys need anything.
在美国各地，人们正在向那些因新冠疫情引发经济冲击而面临被驱逐的租户伸出援手。
If you can, send me the names and the addresses.
其中一位叫詹妮弗·麦伊康克林，他成立了一个组织来帮助需要找临时住房的人。根据 statistica.com 网站，在他家乡奥克拉荷马州，超过 40% 的租客有被驱逐的风险。
We will see a large increase in our homeless population and a much larger increase still in our working, what they call the working poor. And that is people who have jobs and they are still struggling to find a place, a safe place to rent.
在美国维吉尼亚州的伍德布里奇市，罗斯鲍尔斯也在尽力帮忙。他是非营利组织街灯的执行董事兼联合创始人。他们和当地需要帮助的人合作。
Rent evictions has always been an issue in Prince William County as well as Northern Virginia. The cost of housing is just too high for many, many families.
少数族裔社区受到的打击最大。无党派联盟 Voice 由维吉尼亚州北部50个宗教和社区组织组成。该联盟指出，仅在维吉尼亚州就有大约55万个租客可能被驱逐，其中多数是非洲裔美国人和拉美裔家庭。
I do believe that in this pandemic, some of the people that are paying the highest price are those people who are low income, people who were restaurant servers, people who maybe hairstylists, they worked in small businesses, and they were not given the opportunity to work from home. They simply were laid off.
鲍尔斯一直在帮助像托尼亚这样的人，他11月被一个临时机构解雇。
My assignment was up in November, but the agency told me because of the COVID that they wasn't doing any more assignments. And because of the COVID, it got worse as time went on. and there was no jobs out here.
托尼亚说，根据 CARES 法案，他获得一些联邦援助，还从其他地方机构得到帮助，但不足以支付租金。
Couldn't sleep, my blood pressure went up, just couldn't really eat, you know, because I don't want to be homeless.
他说，不过在街灯组织的帮助下，他感到比较安全了。
So I'm doing much better now because of them helping out. Well, right now, my rent is almost paid for the whole, foot in full for August, and I'm just going to be looking for a job. That's what I'm going to be doing.
美国疾病控制与预防中心最近发布了一个命令，暂时终止驱除租户，以防止新冠病毒扩大传染。这个命令有效期到2020年12月31日止。美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿报道。
密歇根州的27万穆斯林注册选民有可能会决定这个战场州的总统选举结果。来看报道。
对密西根州选民马哈茂德·哈迪迪博士而言，当他在11月的选举投票时，首先要考虑的问题是尊重。
The Muslim community would like to be acknowledged as part of this great American nation, and not as an alien culture to this nation. The Muslim community would like to be treated with respect.
在2016年。这个急诊室医生支持民主党的希拉里·克林顿竞选总统，他在2018年还支持民主党的格雷琴·惠特莫成功当选密西根州州长，但这一次他不肯定自己会支持前副总统拜登或共和党人总统特朗普。
I would like some of my concerns addressed before I make up my mind.
他关切的问题之一是美国政府的恐怖分子甄别数据库，俗称观察名单。许多穆斯林美国人觉得这个名单以他们社区的无辜成员为目标。
Definitely, that list should be updated, and those who are wrongfully on that list should have their dignity back, and they should be removed, and that will be something fair and just.
哈迪迪博士说，他也希望看到一名穆斯林美国人被任命为下一届政府的高级官员。
You've got to tell people something to excite them to go out and vote. Just because Biden is not Trump is not a good reason for me to go out and vote.
乌萨马·希布拉尼是阿拉伯美国新闻的发行人，他的网站和报纸在密西根州广大的阿拉伯和穆斯林美国人社区相当受欢迎。
50-60% of our community are not excited.By the Biden-Harris campaign. They're disgusted with the Trump campaign.
希布拉尼说，他们社区许多人对特朗普政府禁止某些穆斯林人口占多数的国家的旅客来美国的做法感到愤怒，而拜登承诺要取消这个禁令。不过他说，特朗普为确保和平并减少中东的美军人数也得到了认可和支持。
Even though with whatever TrumpYou know, being characterized, we would like to have a conversation with the Trump administration. I believe that there are some issues that we're very interested in. I think that him not being a very hawkish on war in the region, that's very important to us. He has support, but it's not substantial.
It's not that people are deciding between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Oftentimes it's between Joe Biden and not voting.
阿卜杜勒·萨伊德博士是一个流行病学家，他在2018年和惠特莫角逐密西根州州长选举的民主党提名人。今天，他是一个叫“密西根左撇子”的政治行动委员会主席。
The community is that you know you are voting for your own political power, right? As the proportion of Arab Americans voting and Muslim Americans voting in elections grows.It forces politicians to pay attention because if they want those votes, that can mean the difference between victory and defeat.
社会政策与理解研究所最近对美国穆斯林所做的一个民意调查显示，有资格投票的人大约78%已登记为选民，比2016年增加了18%。
There is no Muslim monolith, right? No one community thinks with one mind. I mean.We are a diverse community, just like every community in this country.
美国之音记者法拉报，密西根州比尔伯恩报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。